Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rotman. You could soon see some big changes to the streets in downtown Wichita. Here's Jared Cirillo with more.
On Tuesday, the Wichita City Council approved moving forward with its so-called Downtown Streets Program, which would nearly eliminate all one-way streets and make them two-way. The $5 million plan also includes the creation of new bike lanes and more on-street parking, as well as pedestrian improvements. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Manufacturing Council has announced the CIC Power Box is the winner of the 2023 Coolest Thing Made in Kansas. The CIC Power Box is the world's first AC truck box. Every model comes standard with electric power, air power, and jump start power. It recharges when the box is attached and the vehicle is running. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to a statewide survey released on Tuesday, a lack of affordable housing is a major issue across Kansas. The Kansas Speak survey is put together every year by the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University. And the survey was conducted from September 20th through October 10th with 485 people participating who were selected based on economic status, education, and gender. This year, 70% of those surveyed said they're worried about the cost of housing, and more than 60% of respondents said their community is facing negative impacts because of a lack of affordable homes to buy or rent. Fort Hays State University Docking Institute of Public Affairs Director and Survey Co-author Brett Zollinger said a shortage of housing isn't just a quality of life issue, but an economic problem because it can be difficult for businesses to recruit employees to a specific area if there's a lack of housing. Zollinger said spurring leaders into action is one of the purposes of the report, to at least start a dialogue on the local level, where governments can potentially look into this further, and he added that local and state leaders can use this data to change policies and approaches. Kansas's first Apply Free Days will be held November 7th through the 9th for Kansas residents, and during those 3 days, any Kansas resident, regardless of their age or income, can apply for free at any of the state's 7 public universities, 19 community colleges, 6 technical colleges, and the 21 private member institutions of the Kansas Independent College Association. Eligible programs include general applications, certificate programs, associate degree programs, and bachelor degree programs. However, graduate programs or other mid-degree applications will not qualify. Undergraduate programs include undergraduate level certificates, associate degrees, and bachelor degrees. And this means applicants are eligible for first-time freshmen, transfer students, returning students, and applicants seeking a second bachelor's degree. For more information and to find out which schools are offering free applications, you can visit kansasregents.org/students/apply-free-days. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt reminds Kansans that the 2024 rate for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at ratereview.healthcare.gov, and Schmidt said that open enrollment officially begins November 1st. Kansans who get their health insurance through the exchange should use this preview period to plan ahead before open enrollment begins. And Schmidt added that rates and plans change yearly, so it doesn't hurt to see what's available to make sure you're getting the best plan for you. Depending on the county that you reside in, Kansans will have the option of plans provided by 8 different insurance carriers, and the open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on shopping for health insurance, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
One person was injured in an accident just after 10 p.m. on Tuesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 15-year-old Cheyenne M. Morris of Brewster was eastbound on U.S. 24 just south of County Road R and County Road 11 when an oncoming vehicle flashed their bright lights, blinding Morris. This caused Morris to veer the Jeep right. She then overcorrected to the left and then overcorrected back to the right, causing the Jeep to roll 3 times into a gravel lot. EMS transported Morris to Citizens Medical Center, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A week of dry weather in Kansas has helped improve the winter wheat planting pace, with the USDA reporting that 85% of the crop is in, with 57% emerged. 82% of corn has been harvested, and 71% of soybeans are in. Sorghum conditions have been rated 29% good to excellent, and 57% has been harvested. Pasture and range conditions are 10% good to excellent. Subsoil moisture is 20% adequate, and topsoil moisture is 22% adequate. Buckle Up Phones Down Day, recognized across the country today, October 25th, is the time to put safety first when getting into a vehicle. And the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition challenge all travelers to ditch distractions to focus on safety. Drivers will see increased enforcement of occupant protection and texting laws across the state as law enforcement officials are partnering in this effort. The goal is to bring awareness to these two simple actions, buckling up and putting your phone down, to help reduce traffic fatalities. Across the United States, more than 42,500 people died in crashes in 2022, and about 50% of those killed in a passenger motor vehicle were not belted or restrained. And according to the Kansas Department of Transportation stats, in Kansas, 410 people died in traffic crashes last year, with 156 of those people unbuckled. Being properly restrained reduces the risk of death or serious injury when in a crash, as crashes happen in an instant, and then it's too late to react because the damage is done. Driving distracted is a big concern as well. Last year, more than 13,000 crashes occurred across Kansas because drivers were inattentive or were sidetracked by cell phones, other electronic devices, eating, reading, applying makeup, or by having other people in the vehicle. And those crashes resulted in 98 fatalities and more than 4,700 injuries. The Drive to Zero Coalition and the Kansas Department of Transportation takes part in safety education campaigns throughout the year to encourage everyone to actively support these life-saving messages. Funeral services for Don Brooks, 85, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, October 26th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home. burial with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation with the family present will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, October 25th, at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Harmanson Red American Legion Post 63 in Norton and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's stepping in to help fill the export promotion void left without a new farm bill.
Each day that goes by without a speaker, without a budget, and without a farm bill, the likelihood of an extension it grows.
Prompting Secretary Vilsack to announce the use of $2.3 billion in CCC funds for export promotion and international food aid.
The decision that we're making and the decision that we were asked to make by Senators Bozeman and Stabenow is designed to provide some additional boost to trade at a time when it is challenging for the drafters of the Farm Bill to provide the resources necessary to meet all of the demand.
Vilsack says that justifies the need to use all funding tools available. $1.3 billion of the CCC money will go to the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program to promote specialty crop exports and to continue a program started during the China trade war. $1 billion will buy U.S. surplus goods to combat global hunger made worse by foreign conflicts.
The unprovoked war in Ukraine, the current conflict in the Middle East, the stresses and challenges being faced by African nations, some Asian nations, and even Central America and South America.
Close to 1 billion people face chronic hunger or starvation. Meantime, the FY 2023 U.S. farm trade deficit was $19 billion and is forecasted to grow to $27.5 billion this year. The American Soybean Association joined other groups in applauding the USDA's effort to strengthen U.S. trade and food aid. USDA announced a total of $2.3 billion in funds going towards those efforts. ASA President Daryl Cates says having these funds to sufficiently support export promotion programs and address hunger are things ASA and soy growers have consistently championed. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. More rain is expected across much of our state today as moist air continues to flow in from the southern plains. Lower rain chances in the western counties, at least for now, with that stationary front still in place. And we have a batch of colder air setting up in the northern Rockies that'll be arriving over our area Saturday and Sunday. Some areas of heavy rainfall possible in the central Kansas counties through the afternoon, as well as in the east. We've seen some flash flooding and gusty wind through the day, and that trend will keep up through the afternoon. On the map heading into this afternoon, low pressure is near the panhandles and also over northern Kansas with a stationary front across our northwest counties. East of that front, we've got a pretty steady flow of moist air coming in from the southern plains. That's being driven by a strong high pressure system in the southeastern states and also a low in eastern New Mexico. Showers and thunderstorms look likely for about the eastern half of the state through this evening, with a few scattered showers possible in our western high plains and some areas of heavy rainfall possible in the central and eastern counties. Looking at Thursday, the cold front from the northern Rockies gets moving our way. Precipitation will be tapering off in the central and eastern counties, and by noon we'll just have scattered showers. That cold air will be arriving late Thursday night into early Friday. It'll be a lot colder statewide over the upcoming weekend, with 40s and 50s Saturday and 30s and 40s on Sunday, with more rain possible. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low to mid-60s will be in the mid-40s overnight. Low to mid-70s in the north-central counties. Tonight's lows in the mid to upper 50s. Low 70s northeast and mid-60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-70s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 40s and low 50s. Mid-70s south-central tonight, low to mid-50s. And then for the southeast counties, low 70s today, mid-60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.